Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Cheryl Acherno with Acherno & Company. Cheryl, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. We were just together last week in Tucson at the StarNet meeting, and it was big news that you were elected chairman of the board of StarNet. Let's get to that in just a minute, because I want to talk first about your business, your day job in Denver, Colorado. Acherno & Company is one of the StarNet members in Denver, and you focus probably more than some on the A&D piece of the market, don't you?
We do. I always have, and that's how I grew my business.
All right, so tell us about business conditions in Denver up to this point in 2015.
Well, Denver is a booming market right now. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but we are one of the fastest growing cities in the country. And I don't know if it's solely due to the marijuana that's become legal here, but it is a booming economy here, and we've been really busy for several years without any let-up.
Versus last year, what percentage are you up, roughly?
Last year we had a record year, and based on what we have in our backlog, we are on track to meet or exceed last year's numbers. The first quarter, we're actually a little bit behind. I think we finally had a little bit of a lull in the business. But based on the backlog, we look pretty good for this year.
Well, one of the things that you did at this last meeting, and I sat in on, is you spoke to the next generation group. For those that aren't aware, StarNet has a subset of its membership that wears an extra little banner on their name tags, and it's the up-and-coming number two in command, sort of. They get together for separate meetings, and you spoke to them to give somewhat of your story, and I'd like to share that a little bit with the listeners. Take, for instance, you are originally from Denver. You come from a large Italian family, and your father was actually a meat cutter in Denver, right?
Yes, he was. And by the way, I was thrilled that they asked me to share my story. They have some really great people on that group, and it's the future leadership of StarNet. So it was nice of them to ask me.
Well, actually, the reason I want to bring it up is I was actually moved by your talk. So I wanted to throw a couple things that I learned by listening to you. One is you mentioned about what your father had taught you. One was you got to have a skill. And one of the skills I think you learned was typing, which led to your job. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that in just a second. But one of the things you also learned from your father that he picked up from being a meat cutter is that in your work, a lot of times it's about the presentation. And that's part of what's made you successful in your business today, right?
Absolutely. What I learned from my father was the value of really hard work. He was a meat cutter, and at that time it was considered a very respectable profession. He was very proud of the work that he did, and there was a little bit of artistry to it. He was very well aware of presentation, so I guess I did pick that up from him somewhat.
You told me that at age 13 you were working in your uncle's Italian restaurant. You got that work ethic early. This typing skill that he said you needed to have opened the door for you getting into the flooring business, right?
Well, it did. He had always said, make sure you have a skill. You always need something to fall back on. And I think that was from his generation. So my typing skills were great. I could type over 110 words a minute. And I was seeking work at a very young age. And I answered an ad in the newspaper looking for an administrative assistant. The owner of the company was Coleman Kahn, who was a former member of StarNet. It was actually called IMG back then, but his company was Kahn & Company in Denver. And I went to work for him in an office of, there were five people total, but I learned how to do everything working for him cradle to grave. Mm-hmm. I started out doing the administrative work, and I eventually moved into showroom sales. I learned how to estimate, make a pitch, do takeoffs. I could do it all, and we did our own project management at the time.
So it's actually this apprenticeship that you did at Coleman Kahn that's led to your success today, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. I actually really loved my job there, and I stayed there for 12 years.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had four core messages that you left these next-gen people. One was hard work. One was stick to your vision. One was building a solid team. The other one was a willingness to take risk, right?
Yes, it was. You can't get around the hard work that's involved with starting your own company. And in the early days, we worked about 24/7, making sure that we could get this thing up and running.
You actually quoted Peter Drucker in your speech. What was that quote? Do you remember?
I do. He said, company cultures are like country cultures. Never try to change one. Try instead to work with what you've got.
Yeah, great lesson.
I really enjoyed that talk. I've always been impressed when I talked to you. Several years ago, you were the person who led what the meeting agendas were, where the meetings were. So you've always given back to StarNet, and now they've elected you chairman of the board. So congratulations. I want to make sure everybody knew that. Not only were you the first female board member with StarNet, but now you're the first chairman of the board with StarNet that's female, right?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much, Kemp. I did serve on the advisory council previously for several years as chairman of the meetings committee where we did plan all of the meetings. And then in 2010, I was elected to the board of directors. Mm-hmm. And for the last 3 or 4 years, I've served as secretary. And then this past weekend, the board appointed me chairman of the board.
And so what does the chairman do?
A few of my responsibilities are going to be manage and provide leadership to the board of directors,
yeah,
presiding over meetings and helping to set the agenda, acting as a representative for organization, typical of what a chairman would do on just about any board.
Are you well versed in Robert's Rules of Order?
I am versed in Robert's Rules of Orders, and I'm rereading them now. It's a lot to know.
It's okay. What do you think the board hopes to accomplish this year?
We have a lot of key initiatives. Obviously, you met Leah Ledoux over this past weekend, so the Strategic Account Initiative is at the top of that list and getting that program up and running. We are also, again, working aggressively to build our floor care program and, you know, spread that throughout the network of StarNet dealers.
That's your maintenance program, right?
Yes, that is our maintenance program.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, training is always a big initiative for us. We had our second annual mega training in Las Vegas to coincide with Surfaces in January, and that keeps growing, and we want to continue to expand that and try to help assist our members being the best that they can in our industry.
Well, that sounds like a full plate.
It is a full plate. We may also be considering programs in helping them learn how to drive specifications.
Well, one thing you might be able to help them do, because you do it so well, is focusing on this A&D community, because many of the StarNet members do that, but I think the members that do it better than the other ones don't have to play the price game as much. Would you agree?
That's true. If you can control the specification and if you can help the designer make the selections early on, you have a better opportunity at winning that project. However, it's not as easy today as it once was. There are so many manufacturers' reps on the street. So learning the skill of building a specification can only be helpful to our membership.
That's great. All right, Cheryl. Well, congratulations again on being chairman of the board of StarNet.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking to Cheryl Acherno, who's the president, founder, and owner of Acherno & Company in Denver, Colorado. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and 4daily.net.